On the line now, have Philip O'Connor, Head of Energy Services with Pinergy. Good afternoon, Philip. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nolan. Thanks for taking the time to give me a call.
Okay, terrific. I was just reading this, and it's hard to believe the indifference in the absolute people about energy. I find it hard to believe. I thought everyone was conscious these days, both about energy and about the environment.
Yeah, it's incredible, I suppose. We've been let down by our industry. We as the energy companies have, for the last number of years, not been really helping or educating the users on how they're monitoring their energy. We really see that, typically every second bill that we get into the house for electricity is an estimated bill, and that's not really ideal for monitoring your energy. You've no idea or accountability for your usage. I suppose it can be likened to doing your shopping on a Saturday or Sunday and getting to the counter and the guy at the cashier estimating how much the value of your shopping is in the trolley. So really we're trying to see what we can do about kind of helping that along and giving the empowering the energy citizen, as the government like to put it, and give them the knowledge of their usage over time.
Yeah, I thought though people, I mean, there'd be lots of things in the media about energy and conservation and all that sort of thing to do with climate change, apart from everything else. And I thought people would have been more, when I read it, like, I found it hard to believe people's, as I said, indifference. And saving money, I thought that was, like, be to the fore in the way we are today, like, pin to the collar and all that.
Yeah, you'd think that. I suppose we're used to, you know, monitoring a lot of things in our life. What we've seen in the study is that, you know, almost 9 out of 10 people are aware of the likes of climate change, but more surprisingly, less than 1 in 3 are actually interested in actually doing anything about it. We would always recommend that if you're looking that route and you're looking to help in that fashion or reduce your consumption, the first step is to monitor that energy, and you would use a smart monitor or smart meter to track your energy and keep an eye on it from time to time. I mean, you wouldn't go without checking your phone bill on a regular basis to see how, where your phone call's being made. That would be the first step that we would see people doing. That kind of level of information is freely available. You know, everybody's used to smartphones now and the internet and web pages, etc. And that kind of thing we would expect people to be using that more and more often.
Okay, well, as far as phones are concerned, I'm a Neanderthal. So do people need to get a monitor in the house, or can they do it on the phone, monitor how much, say, gas, electricity they're using, and anything to do with energy?
Well, for example, with Pinergy smart meters for the in-home usage and domestic usage, we would have an in-home display, so that their first port of call would be the smart meter in the house, an in-home display giving them the live information for the usage. And then on top of that, there's, you know, everything's smart these days, and there are apps available that work with our system that give them that information on the go as well, so even when they're not at home, they can see what's happening with their energy usage.
Okay, and I suppose it's a matter of, if there's a good few in the family of somebody sort of being the monitor as well and telling the people what way they should be doing things, not leaving lights on and things plugged in and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we always hear about the red light syndrome, and there's things that people can do at home, and the first step is, once you've started monitoring, the first step then is to look at your behaviour. Things like not filling the kettle when you're boiling just for a cup of tea, or turning the TV off at night, maybe unplugging it, actually physically switching it off. We've all heard about the red light syndrome on various different appliances. We should make sure that's happening, even when we're leaving. But, you know, again, with the in-home display or your app on the go, you can, before you leave the house, you just make sure that everything's turned off. You'd be surprised. We would see, normally, in the last 12 months, for example, 1 in 3 of our customers who engage in monitoring their energy will see a 20% reduction in their usage.
Wow. That's something, all right. And I was just thinking about, the sun, and I can't think of what at the moment, it won't come to me right now, if you get this direct sun energy in the house, but that can be quite expensive.
Solar PV is increasingly popular, and that's kind of the buzzword at the moment. And that's something that we should be looking at as a nation. It's quite a clean technology. We would see the steps for a domestic person, really.
Is that expensive, though,
It can be, yeah. I mean, it can be. Now, well, the question we always get asked is, you know, we don't get enough sun in this country. You'd be surprised. You know, solar PV is quite popular in continental Europe. And really, when we're looking at where we are in the world, where the sun hits us, it's not too dissimilar to Central Europe. And this technology is incredibly popular and doing a lot for the environment. It's a step, you know, we need the government to roll in and give support for. It's something that we talk about with our commercial customers, for example, because it makes a lot of sense for people who are running businesses Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday during those operating hours. Really, for the domestic user, we would be suggesting to look at the smart meter, working with Pinergy, perhaps. Maybe the next step is looking at behavioral change. And if you're really interested in putting your toe in the water in energy efficiency, we're talking about some sort of lighting upgrades. Normally, LED is a good option. It's quite accessible nationwide. It has an instant impact, and you know you're seeing up to 80% savings in your energy for your lighting alone, and they've quite a long lifespan. You know, then you're moving along to maybe looking at your heating, and you know, when you talk about climate change, we have issues with fossil fuels and they're running out and the prices potentially going to go up. We can look at electrifying the heat through using heat pumps, which are supported by the government with a nice grant at the moment. You can then maybe step up if you've got the wherewithal to move to, you know, a solar PV system. The price is coming down all the time on that. And as energy prices increase, the solar PV will become quite a good and affordable option for everybody.
Yeah, I suppose as well, when you're talking about LED lights, I suppose when people go into shops and they pick up, it's hard to change people anyway from their normal way of living to get used to modern technology. But I think the big thing is when they walk in and see the price of an LED and an ordinary, and they go, that's very good. They don't see the long-term benefits.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing maybe 10 or 15 times the lifespan, you know, for an LED light. We would see LED lights with, like, 50,000 burning hours, which is quite significant. It's 10, 12 years of a light, you know, that you don't have to change. It's in and sitting there for, you know, the next decade.
Mm-hmm. And you have a website that has all of these and all the incentives that Pinergy have as well. Can you give us please,
so
Philip?
It's just very straightforward, www.pinergy.ie. There's links and information about our latest deals and offers, as well as more energy saving tips that people can refer to.
Okay, all your incentives up there. Do you think the government could be doing more, because they're a bit indifferent about things as well?
Yeah, it's funny. There was a report out, I don't know, in one of the national papers during the weekend about our lack of push from the government. Look, there are plenty of options available. There, you know, I know the department are reviewing quite a few different ways to help people along, and you know, like I said, there's a grant for heat pump support. It's quite significant. They are looking at solar PV. They're looking at electric vehicles to give support to electric vehicles. There's great incentives there. It's all about taking carbon and taking fossil fuels out of our life.
I hate to hear anybody saying that the government are reviewing, because I mean that's the same effect as someone putting everything on the long finger, because the reviews take so long before anything gets done at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean the government have a good policy. I mean they're talking about empowering the energy citizen, and I suppose we're trying to do that and help people, you know, empower themselves to monitor, manage and control their energy usage.
Okay. Well, give us your website again, Philip, and we'll see. We've got people to look up and look at the incentives that you have there.
www.pinergy.ie.
Okay. Thank you very much, Philip. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye. And that's Philip O'Connor, Head of Energy Services with Pinergy.